It's the 15th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Testimony offered at Luton Crown Court alleges that a woman defrauded her stepfather to the tune of £500,000 beginning around 2017. 69-year-old Geraldine Lee Skevington Roberts is accused of engaging in power of attorney fraud regarding Donald Skevington's assets, which she claims were a gift to her. Those include the family home in Turvey, which she sold, then purchased for £150,000 less than it was worth, using Mr. Skevington's savings. She also liquidated £143,000 worth of his shares. Donald died at the age of 94 back in 2021. The case will continue for the next 3 weeks. A Pringles can caused the arrest of a man last Monday when he was searched by police. Officers found the can on him, and inside was cannabis worth £1,000 plus £750 in cash. A later search of the man's property led to additional offences and the man being charged. General practitioner appointments are scarce in Bedfordshire, according to a study conducted by injury claim website claims.co.uk. Patients in the county had one of the longest wait times in the country, finishing in fourth place behind NHS Gloucestershire, NHS Dorset and NHS Norfolk and Waveney. A spokesperson from the website said, "These prolonged waits pose potential risk to health outcomes." The Regional Integrated Care Board blamed the problem on substantial population increase in the area. Chicken George, the popular chicken takeaway with locations in Hitchin and Bedford, plans a temporary return to Luton's Stockwood Park at the end of May for BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend. The business has also hinted at a permanent return to the town slated for October of this year. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.